Hi, everyone, and welcome back to our Mentoring Business Podcast, the space where businesses isn't just a transaction, but it's a transformation. I am Diana Maria Georgescu, and I will be your host today for a new insightful conversation where we explore the meaning and importance of wellness in business. Today's episode explores how to create exceptional experiences, scale impact across borders, and align businesses with purpose. Named Wellness Influencer of the Year 2025, Jean-Guy de Gabriac is more than a consultant. He's a mentor, a connector, and a change maker in the global wellness space. Whether you lead a team, a brand, or a dream, this conversation will challenge and inspire you. The primary objective of the discussion is to learn valuable lessons from a global educator in guest experience and founder of World Wellness Weekend, a movement celebrated in over 10,000 venues in 190 countries, and apply them to the Romanian business context. In today's episode, I'm joined, as I said before, by Jean-Guy de Gabriac, the CEO of Deep Touch International since 2004, who is an award-winning educator in guest experience, elevating skills and engagement for teams of hotels and spas. He was named Wellness Personality of the Year 2024 by Hotel and Spa Forum Paris and Wellness Influencer of the Year 2025 by the Asia Pacific Spa Wellness Co and Wellness Coalition. Jean-Guy is the founder of World Wellness Weekend, celebrated by more than 10,000 venues in 190 countries, with more than 60 supporting organizations, which garnered 39 million views in 2024, with more than 800 mentions on TV, radio, print, web, and 16,000 posts on social media platforms. He also serves as conference manager of World Spa and Wellness Convention London, board member of the International Massage Association, judge of World Massage Championship, European Massage Championship, International Massage Tournament, and the World Spa and Wellness Awards. Whether you're a wellness practitioner, a business owner, an employee, or a business mentor, today's conversation will inspire you to balance your life and increase your well-being. So let's begin. Welcome, Jean-Guy, to our podcast.
Thank you so very much, Diana Maria. Merci beaucoup. Such a long introduction. My first name is only Jean-Guy. You could have said, we have Jean-Guy today, and you can Google him if you want. But I hope people will find what we discuss about interesting. It doesn't really matter what I did in the past. It does, but what really matters is what we can accomplish together now. Joining forces, uniting forces for wellness, because there are so many still pandemics around the world, not COVID, although some people apparently still get COVID this summer, but it's not just reported. But there are pandemics about sleep, people not sleeping enough, 60% of the population, 1 billion people, billion with a B, possibly having sleep apnea, which can create mental and cognitive degenerescence. There's a food pandemic. When you look at the number of people being overweight or obese, it's growing every year, and especially with kids 5 and plus. So there needs to be something about food and the way we consider food and what we want to put in our body and in our brain with brain food. There's a pandemic also about immobility and the fact that we have this interview not walking around the garden like Plato or Socrates used to discuss in the olden days of Greece, discussing big topics like we are discussing now. But no, we are sitting, and sitting is the new smoking. And apparently 46% of the European population has zero physical activity, mindfulness. We are so connected, so hyper connected. And The degree of loneliness for people and feeling disconnected with the real world is tremendous. So there are many things and sense of purpose. What am I here for? What can I do? So with this, I believe there's a lot we can do. There's a lot you are already doing with wellness, with Women Esteem International, empowering and inspiring leaders, whether of course women leaders, and I hope also a lot of men, because trust me, being married for 31 years, having two daughters, now 28 and 25, I truly believe the future of mankind is womankind. So thank you for having me on this interview today.
Thank you for accepting our invitation, Jean-Guy. It's amazing to look back at all the experience you have, and from this, because you are also a business owner, right? So you are a consultant and a part of World Wellness Weekend. You do business. You know how to do business, right? But going from the business side, I would like to know now what inspired the creation of World Wellness Weekend, you as a business owner, and how did it evolve into a movement now celebrated in 190 countries?
Two main reasons inspired me to dedicate hours and weekends and days and weeks and months and years of my life into growing World Wellness Weekend from 2017, with only two countries participating in 160 venues, to last year for the eighth edition, 9,300 venues, 155 countries. And Diana, you are the first one to know and the first one to share that from our initial objective to grow from 155 countries to 160, which is still growing but conservative, yesterday we had the confirmation that our global partner, which is World Cleanup Day, powered by a very inspiring leader that I hope one day you can interview also, Heidi Solba, the founder and CEO of Let's Do It World, based in Estonia. In partnership with World Cleanup Day, World Wellness Weekend will be celebrated in over 190 countries. You said it. I just wanted to reinforce it because it is remarkable to see that in only 9 years, from two to almost 200. That's impressive. So we're there. The reason why I launched is two reasons. My background is marketing and communication. I wanted, as a consultant, to help grow our magnificent profession, which is about caregiving. Whether you are in tourism, in hospitality, spa and wellness, which is my field, in fitness, in yoga, we care about others tremendously. So much so that when it's a weekend, we work to welcome the people who are enjoying their weekend. And I feel that many other professions turned industries have grown exponentially financially, but I believe that with spa and wellness, A, there's still a lot of money left on the table and people should be more professional in the way they present themselves, market themselves. Most of the time, we have wonderful people with hearts of gold, hands of gold, and they're not really good at marketing and communicating when they should. And hopefully, we will dive into this because I would like people to better brand themselves. So, increase the awareness about wellness in the world. That what we do is more than just a talking point. Oh, wellness this, wellness that, the wellness industry is growing. But that what we do is really essential. So that's the first reason, to grow the awareness, the visibility of what we do, for the public to decide that wellness or spa or a massage is not just with a gift card on your birthday or Mother's Day or Christmas present under the tree, but it's something that you need to invest in. Not just with money, going to a spa or to a retreat or to a fitness club or a yoga studio, investing money, but also invest time, being conscious about it. That's the first thing. And I can get deeper into this if you want. The second reason is because I am celebrating this year 21 years of being a consultant, an educator for spine wellness, and I have seen so many properties, but I will give no names, that are investing millions of dollars or hundreds of thousands in a beautiful design and architecture and amazing marketing. They offer so many treatments and so many retreats and so many modalities for the clients, but not so much for their team. And I believe that wellness is best when it is shared, that it's all about wellness for all. So I had this in the back of my mind. I was very busy many years ago, being the chair of one of the initiatives of the Global Wellness Institute, which is organizing also the Global Wellness Summit, which will be in November 18 and 21 in Dubai. I booked my seat today. I encourage people to book also. There's going to be 300, 400, 500 people, decision makers. We will be talking about longevity. So it's going to be really interesting. So at the time, I was the chair of an initiative called the Global Mentorship Program. You're talking about mentorship, inspiration. That's exactly what I was doing between 2014 and 2017. And in 2015, the United Nations voted unanimously for an agenda for 2030, which is now in 5 years. At the time, they thought they had 15 years, all the time in the world. That was 10 years ago. And they decided to agree on 17 Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs. I'm not going to give you all 17, but just four. Number one is the end of poverty, trying their best so that everyone at least can make $1.5 a day, because not everyone does it. The second goal is the end of hunger so that everyone can have at least one decent meal, because it is still not the case. And some kids go to school hungry and come back home hungry, and maybe they have a little bit something. Not just kids, but also adults and people in old age. The end of poverty, the end of hunger. Number three, and I'll stop there, is good health and well-being for all. And when I read it, I thought, this is exactly what we need to do as professionals in tourism, hospitality, spa, wellness, fitness, yoga, good health and well-being for all. And whenever I was discussing with people, owners, hotel GMs, directors of marketing development, and I was telling them about the United Nations and the standing ovation and 198 countries rising, they don't agree on everything, but on this, they agreed. A more equitable planet, a more sustainable planet. I would have risen. And they say, yeah, but isn't that vaccines, like doctors, nurses, vaccination in Africa? And I say, yes, of course. There's health prevention, but there's also the prevention that you can have through the five pillars that I mentioned. Good sleep and creativity you have at the end of the day. You have beds in your hotels, you can help create the environment for better sleep and also help people sleep better in their home. Nutrition, it's not about fancy food. It's not about losing weight and looking beautiful in your bikini or your bathing suit in summer. It's about having the body you have and being functional as long as you can, and also brain food for your gut-brain axis. Movement and vitality, serenity and mindfulness, and sense of purpose and solidarity, the five pillars of wellness. And then people started understanding. And I realized in 2017 that although I was having these conversations, nothing was really happening for us. Think tanks, I went to Davos in 2019. I went again, invited in Davos in 2020, just before the COVID breakout. I explained the benefits of wellness and wellness for all, not just for the clients who pay, but also for the teams who work, and also for the local community, underserved community. And little by little, it's growing. And to finish on the SDGs, the 17th, the last one is about partnerships. And this is why having A big idea, a grand idea, a dream is something that can only be achieved together through partnerships. And I will quote John Lennon, who said, "If you dream a dream, but you dream alone, it's only a dream. If you dream together, it can become reality."
And this made me think about that phrase, saying that verse actually, that saying, imagine all the people. So imagine all the people and all the power put it together to make a better world. That's beautiful.
And you are inspiring tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people. And with World Wellness Weekend, we are one of the many events in the world supporting good health, well-being, wellness, happiness, whatever you want to call it. There is the World Health Day in April, organized by the United Nations for the past 75 years, but not a lot of people celebrate it and honor it, mainly institutions. There is a wellness month in the US in August. There is World Cleanup Day in on September 20, and we are always on the third weekend of September, just before the equinox. We chose these dates because as we finish a season, we just arrive very close to the equinox when nighttime and daytime are roughly the same, except of course around the equator, because it's the equator and daytime and nighttime is every day the same. But if you are further apart, then you realize in some seasons the days are longer or the days are shorter. But with the equinox, it's about the a balance. And we chose it as a representation of yin yang balance, serenity, vitality, thinking and acting, and trying to find the moment to catch your breath. This is why we are one of these events.
Excellent. Now, going back to your business life, the one that you had before, and you are still a professional in this area. In your decades of, you said 21 years of being a trainer, a consultant, what do you think, in all your experience, what defines an extraordinary guest experience today?
I believe the secret ingredient is the connection between the people sharing that experience. There is the person giving the experience. It can be a waiter serving you coffee, and it can be a therapist giving you a massage. It can be a yoga instructor giving you a yoga class. So many things I've turned into a commodity. You pay for coffee, you pay for massage, you pay for yoga class, you have average prices. What makes a person go to Starbucks and pay coffee five, six, seven, $8? Rather, you can have another coffee for less. What makes you spend maybe $300 for a 60-minute massage when you can have maybe a 60-minute massage for 50 or 60 euros? At the corner of your street, and makes you what makes you want to attend a yoga retreat with a fantastic person and pay hundreds of dollars when you can have a good class for maybe 25 or 30 euros in your city. What matters is the experience. We are in an experience economy. The best things in life are not things that you buy. These are experiences that you go through. Change is good. Transformation is better. Being transformed by a meeting, an encounter, a story. I can have a coffee, but if I connect with the barista or barista giving me the coffee, writing my name, and knowing that I like this and that, it's great. It's fantastic when I receive a maybe some food and some thoughts with it. Some places give you food for thought as they serve you the food. Some massages really touch you physically, mentally, emotionally. And as the judge of the World Championship in Massage in Copenhagen last June, just a few weeks ago, we, not just I, we were with no words. When we saw the massage demonstration from people who flew from New Zealand to Copenhagen and gave energy massage, traditional Maori massage, which was beyond what you can imagine. The energy changed in the room. The people who received the massage were profoundly transformed. And it's not just by massaging the hand, pressing on points, there was a connection. There was something happening. And whether you serve coffee or you give massage or you give yoga, who do you serve? Do you serve your client or do you serve your ego? Do you serve someone to the best of your ability so that that person feeling touched, seen, understood, transformed, maybe, so that after serving that person feels in the right mood to maybe serve someone else in her capacity. We are not just touching skin in spine wellness, we're touching lives if we can. So, what makes a good experience a great experience? It's the heart and soul you put into it. It's not just having standard operational procedures or superior operational procedures doing better than your competition or signature operational procedures. This is what I do. When I work with Conrad Hilton in Bora Bora, and they moved it, they transition up from Hilton to Conrad, and they improve the rooms, they improve F&B, food and beverage, they improve the spa. We go up one level, and we transform the way people do and how the way people interact. I'll give you one last example about a fantastic place in Germany, in Baden-Baden. There is a place, one of a kind, called Villa Stefani. And Villa Stefani welcomes people with a lot of money who will go into a medical procedure. They welcome them before and they welcome them after the procedure. You could stay at the hotel or the clinic, but some people with money prefer to be in a hotel room and receive food and beverage. Quality of a hotel. Okay. Now, the level where we put the signature of operational procedures was so detailed in what we wrote, what we agree. This is what we do. This is what we could improve. This is what others leading in our field do. Does this, we don't want to copy others. We want you to be a single property, singled out. So maybe. Let's do something. Let's get inspired by others, but then let's do something really specific for you, really signature. And then we agreed that everything that was written, which was already very superior, was the minimum that they were going to give. Because Diana Maria, I may know my job and I may know what's written in the book, the signature operational procedures. You don't know, but you are yourself. And you are living through things in your life. You don't want to hear a human repeating as a robot something that is scripted. You want to have a meaningful conversation with me. Therefore, what is written is the minimum base. And as you look on a page, the page of a book, the page of a Word document that you print, you always have margins on the side, correct? This is the white space. This is where the magic happens. Because we agree on what we say and what we do, we cannot foresee all of the options. But because we give enough inspiration and enough empowerment, like you do in your magazine, to the people following this signature operational procedure, we give them the freedom in the margin where it's not written to express themselves truthfully to find the best answer to the moment when it appears. That, I think, is a great experience in the making.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Zhang Yu. I think I never heard someone explaining so accurately what guest experience means. So thank you. Thank you for bringing clarity into to our audience and to myself.
I'd like to add one more thing to this. I
Yeah.
was really, really moved many years ago, listening to a dear friend of mine who unfortunately he is no longer, Dr. Daniel Friedland. Danny was a fantastic doctor, dedicated his life to helping people understand how their brain works and how to make their brain work better, as a person, as a professional, with a corporation, so that leadership could be inspired leadership, enlightened leadership. And one day he quoted someone from India. I forgot the name of the person. I only remember Danny's name, Daniel Friedland. And you can find his books, who are really, really powerful, about positive leadership. He said, business can be a vehicle for consciousness. It's not that you do business on the day and you go to church on the Sunday or the temple or the ashram or wherever your spiritual life is, if you have one. You're not two people doing business and getting as much as you can and then doing some good deeds. Business can be a vehicle for consciousness. And it's not just having a higher purpose. It's also giving the possibility for people who then do not have to show up at work the next morning because they have to, but because they want to, because they choose to. And this is, for instance, the philosophy of Ritz-Carlton. We, you, are ladies and gentlemen serving ladies and gentlemen. Maybe those clients are millionaires or billionaires. Maybe those clients going to the Ritz-Carlton are kings, queens, presidents, princesses, ladies and gentlemen. But you are also ladies and gentlemen, and you are not servants or below. Be humans, creating, crafting memorable, unforgettable experiences for people who can buy anything. I'll give you one last example. I'm sorry, I'm so
I
passionate. I had
have.
the chance to work for a long time for a French cosmetic brand called Guerlain. They have opened many, many spas, and one of them was in Courchevel, still is in Courchevel, and it's a fantastic Guerlain spa at the Cheval Blanc, which is one of the finest hotels in Courchevel. Everything was in the making. They were moving furniture around. It was before opening. I was the last person that Guerlain sent to the teams to make sure they knew deep tissue perfectly and that we created a signature massage together, which was the Mountain Chic. Elegant with the mountain for people who ski or who go for walks in the summer. We created the signature massage, and I think the team really, really loved it. I found it was really full of zest and sense of place. It was original. It was crafted with care. It was done really with integrity and with wholeheartedly. Later on, a guest who was quite big and extremely rich. At the end of the massage, when the therapist leaned towards the ear of the client and said, "Thank you," the man, grabbed the wrist of the therapist, which was quite petite. He stopped her, he stared at her because she was close to him, and he said, "No, thank you. With the money I have, I can buy anything. What you gave me today, only you decided to give it to me. I can buy a massage, but you gave me a great massage. So thank you."
Thank you. Amazing. Now, you've mentioned before the business context, right? So now, how has the meaning of wellness shifted in the global hospitality and corporate context from your perspective, Zhang Yi?
You want the polite answer or you want the truthful answer?
The truthful answer, please.
Of course, of course. Two ways. One way is for people in hospitality who may be professionals, who see the trends, who always look for the last word, the last gimmick, and they know spa was the thing of the 90s and early 2000s. Wellness is the word everyone is using for the past 7, 10 years. So, hotel and wellness, wellness retreat, wellness this, wellness that, wellness meal, wellness yoga. Well, and there's wellness washing because basically it's just a hotel with rooms. There's a yoga teacher coming from outside, giving a class, then leaving. There's a fitness room. Maybe there's a fitness trainer, a personal trainer, maybe not. And you can just use the facility and the exercise a little bit by yourself. And this is your wellness, right? You sleep as long as you want. You eat as much as you want. You drink as much as you want. We have wellness drinks, wellness cocktails, with alcohol or without. So everything wellness. And fortunately, the people going this way are wellness washing our industry. On the other way, the other way, we have people truly dedicated to transformational experiences. And they know that it's not just the words that you use, it's the integrity with which you use them and the programs that you do. So it could be a small hotel, a small pension house, a small family-run hotel. It can be a salon, it can be a fitness club. And they want to encourage people to take better care of themselves and the people around them. Because they know that if it's just taking care of themselves, then whatever objectives they have to lose weight, to stay fit, to go to bed early, to sleep better, if they're alone, they will not achieve their objectives. Or maybe they will achieve them, but after a long time, and maybe after a while, they will get bored. And we're human. And it takes longer to climb the mountain than to go down the mountain, as you know. And we're only human. So it's about encouraging, inspiring, empowering people to decide to go on a journey and then to build a support network around them so that if they fall off the wagon, their friends tell them, get back. It's okay. Get back. Come with me to the gym. Come, join me to the yoga studio. Are you sure you want that dessert? I know it's a fantastic chocolate mousse. And you know what? We need magnesium, and chocolate is known as a product great for anti-depression. So, who's watching? You want to share the dessert? That's a true friend. Okay? So, making choices as a flexitarian, not just going, oh, it's only this, and I'll do this, and then there's more stress than wellness. So, you really have the two ways. There's also another way to look at wellness. There is soft wellness and serious wellness. So you have the wellness washers, and you have the true wellness enablers. And then in the enablers, you have the soft wellness and the serious wellness. Soft wellness is we don't have a lot of equipment, but we have a great yoga instructor, we have a fitness instructor, we have great therapist. Our chef is not going to cook food with butter and grease and sugar and salt. He or she is going to create amazing things, and it's going to be very easy for you to digest. This is the wellness part, and it's soft. The more serious wellness is what you see, for instance, at Cheneau, Palace Cheneau in Vegas, in Switzerland. It is what you see at Lanzerhof. It is what in Germany. And you can see this with places investing in material, not just for wellness, but also for longevity. Serious equipment, doctors on the property helping you with cryotherapy, with contrast therapy, with intravenous. With so many different techniques that can reboost The mitochondria, the battery inside your cells that can help you detox to a point where, with only 800 calories, like at Cheneau, you have enough to go through the day, but you don't have enough to burn all the calories that you need. So your body is now going to go into autophagy, which means eating itself. And therefore, the good cells are going to eat the sick cells or the dead cells, and you are going to go into an internal cleansing. It's not just that you lose weight, basically you lose water. It's that you regain your energy. So wellness many years ago, and I'll give you an example. In the with World Wellness Weekend, we are having the chance, we have the chance to see so many amazing properties around the world. Marriott Hotels International is the most active group around the world with 140 or 50 hotels participating. We have some Hyatts, we have some Six Senses, some Mandarin Oriental, some Sofitel, and so many others. And we have also the chance to have Champneys. And Champneys is a brand. It's a group of six beautiful hotels in the countryside in the UK, in the United Kingdom, and they have 2 day spas. And they are celebrating this year 100 years. They were providing wellness before wellness was a word. They were a fat farm, a health farm where people would eat less or better. They were doing stretching before Jane Fonda called it aerobics. They were doing mindfulness before the hippies decided it was cool to embrace the day, cut the flower, and give it to each other. They did many things and they are still innovating. So, wellness to synthesize between the two extremes, because there's always a temptation. You have great lawyers and lawyers who just want to make money. You have great plumbers and plumbers who tell you you need to change the whole thing. You have garage fixers for your car that tell you, I'll just fix this, or they tell you, oh my God, it's going to cost you so much. So there's always two extremes of the people doing what a good job is. Abraham Lincoln said, whatever you are, be a good one. And take pride in doing what you do well. So, wellness in a nutshell is doing more of what makes you happy, what makes you healthy, not endangering others, because some things can make some people happy and they can go out and shoot people in the street like we see almost every week in the US. So it's really about finding what makes you happy, what makes you a better person, and how you being that better person, you can have a better impact with the others. And that one thing will change over time, whether you are 15, 25, 35, 45, 55, 65, 85. That one thing, the change you want to change, more of this, more of that, more vitality, more serenity, more time for yourselves, more time for the others. It changes. Therefore, I don't think we can have really a balance because the only balance we can truly have is when you're not moving anymore and you're close to dead. It's called Shavasana in yoga, and it's the great pose at the end, Shavasana. I love Shavasana. My daughters gave me a t-shirt that says, when is Shavasana? I just love Shavasana. But Shavasana is for when you're dead. Until then, it's vitality, serenity, vitality, serenity. Is it really in balance? This is balance. This is more harmony. Can we find more harmony in our daily lives or weekly or on the weekends with World Wellness Weekend? I think we can.
That's amazing, and I take the opportunity of bringing on the table the word balance. Indeed, a lot of people are lately obsessed with balance, but what is balance in the end? And now I would like to ask you, Zhang Yi, as someone with a mission-driven business, how do you maintain your sense of purpose and balance?
Not very well. I am Sagittarius, ascendant Leo, fire, fire. My dosha in Ayurveda is mainly pitta, fire. I love having pedal to metal. I love going fast, thinking big. If you do something, why make it small? I'm not the best at finding balance. I have the chance to have a great wife who keeps me in check, daughters who keep me honest in not just speaking about wellness, but trying to be as fit as I can. This morning, I woke up early and I did 45 minutes of yoga. Then I started having a call with all of the ambassadors in Asia Pacific. My daughter woke up then, and then she did her session of yoga with her headphones. This is something we share in the family. Whenever we go, we walk, we take free walking tours. We try to eat in a balanced way. I try to go with intermittent fasting. Therefore, I'll just have hot water in the morning until lunch, which can be late sometimes, 1:30, 2. But then I'll have dinner. Sometimes I have dinner with friends, and yes, we have wine or we have beer and we celebrate life, but not every day and in good measure. So enjoying life as a flexitarian, not taking myself seriously, but doing what I do seriously, and knowing that I cannot carry the weight of the world on my shoulder. I tried, I failed, and I understand now that this is something we share. So I have the chance to have with World Wellness Weekend 180 ambassadors, coordinators, wellness leaders, you included with Romania. So thank you for that, because you're already very, very busy, Diana Maria. And in my business, I don't do all the missions by myself. I have the chance to work with some of the finest. Some of the trainers of Tip Touch International have won medals as world champions in massage in Copenhagen. So when I know I can help, I say I can, and this is when I'm available. If you need it sooner, I can recommend someone else. Or if what they need is something that I cannot do, I say it's a great project. I don't have this set of skills, but I know exactly the person that can help you. And if you want, I can help coordinate the project because I know exactly what you want to achieve and I know exactly what his or her skills are. And in between, I can be the project manager. And this is how I've been busy and successfully busy for the past 21 years with Tip Touch International.
Lovely. Thank you so much for being honest with us because, people sometimes they tend not to walk the talk, So, last but not least, what is your best recommendation for business leaders? You've mentioned previously business leaders and how should they think, but now a recommendation for both Romanian and international business leaders who want to align profit with purpose in a meaningful, lasting way.
It's the last but not least question, and it's a big question. So I'll try to answer it as briefly as I can and as precisely as I can. First, we're going to talk about branding and the fact that what you do, you can be, you said business leaders. So it can be an architect, it can be an accountant, it can be a journalist, it can be anyone doing anything and wanting to serve a need and be paid for that. If you want to be really successful, you need to find your ikigai. You need to find the center of the target between what you love doing and what you can be paid for. What the world needs and what you are good at. What the world needs and you're very good and actually you love it and you are getting paid for that, exactly there is the center. You can check it out. So many books have been written about Ikigai. Try to find your Ikigai. And whenever you feel yourself, yeah, I know, I'm not really good at it, but it's good money. Maybe I should take it. Or, you know what? I'm not that good at it, but I said I was. So I'll get the job anyway and I'll try to do the best I can. Be careful. Try to stay in your center. It doesn't mean that because you have never done it before, you cannot do it. So many times I was asked, can you do it? I said, yes. Have you done it before? No. But what I did was this and this and this. And because of these three experiences, I think at least in what you need, we can do that and that and that. Now, that last part, I will figure it out. And together we will find a way. I already have some ideas, but I will run them by you. Would you like me to be the person helping you with this project? That's honest, and you can grow as you do this. So find your ikigai. That's the first thing. But branding is super important because now everything has been commoditized. You can purchase anything at any price, on the web, on the dark web, with Groupon. Whatever has a price can be found cheaper elsewhere. And this is, the globalization. Now, through Upwork, you can work with people with talent in India, in Madagascar, and their average salary is so much lower than what I would pay for a similar talent in France. I can have access to years of experience, and I can afford it if this is something I want. So there's always people who will always say, oh, you know what? Don't pay so much. I can do it for less. Beware. Sometimes paying less can cost you more in the long run than actually paying a fair price. So branding yourself. I have been asked to create signature massages for Guerlain, Lancôme, Shiseido, La Mer, Sol Wah Soo in Korea, and so many other brands. I have had the chance to give trainings to teams with people with the Accor Group, some thalassotherapies, Hilton, Conrad, Waldorf Astoria, Four Seasons, many, many times. And they could find a local trainer, but they prefer to work with me because they have heard of Jean-Guy de Gabriac, Spa Consultant. And yes, they will pay a higher price than the local trainer because I'm in Paris and Brussels, because I have 21 years of experience rather than someone just having 5 or 10, because I will need to fly to Bora Bora instead of just finding someone in Papeete or in Australia or New Zealand, because there are things that I have acquired. And I think people should grow and build their own brand. What they do very well, the guarantee that they bring that it's going to be a job well done. I'll give you one last example. When I was a teenager, we were visiting England and we were going to a castle. I think it was Bedford Castle in the UK. And my mother, who at the time was an interior decorator, she loved to see the furniture, the silverware, the kitchenware, everything, the decoration. My father was going along and I was extremely bored. Until I found in the basement, next to all the plates and the spoons and the ashtrays and the dishes, I saw a seal. A seal, like a seal of approval. And it was a seal that said something like the King of England or the Queen of England or the Crown of England. Thank you for a job well done. Baff. I was 12 or 13 or 14. And then I thought, okay, so the people living in this fancy castle with beautiful things, they are gone now. They're way dead. That was centuries ago. But these people did something so remarkable that the king or queen of their country at the time said, thank you for a job well done. And I think this is when you find your ikigai, when you grow your skills, when you sharpen them by always being curious and learning and open. This is what you can do. And I'm sorry, but I have to say one last thing after this last thing. This is even more important now in the age of AI, artificial intelligence. Maybe the questions You could have sent me questions before we meet, and you could have asked II, you are the editor of Women Esteem International, and you will be interviewing Jean-Guy de Gabriac, founder of Wellness Weekend. What are the five most important questions you would ask this person? And you will have five questions. Maybe you like three, and then you ask for two more. Maybe if I receive the questions before, then I put the questions in AI and say, you are the founder of Wellness Weekend, and you are answering questions for Diana Maria Georgescu, editor of Women Esteem International. These are the five questions. What are the five best answers you can give, surprising with some facts about people who don't sleep enough? Then AI will Google you and everything you wrote, will Google me and everything I wrote, and then we'll come up with something fresh. You could have created an avatar with your face, not even being present, with only your lips moving, saying with your voice the questions AI wrote. And I could have sent my avatar to answer you with only my voice. In the time of AI, when so many things can be done by an artificial intelligence, I truly believe we need to invest in emotional intelligence. We need to find the way to connect, that was one of your first questions, with what makes a good experience great. How do you connect with that person? And how do you make sure that whatever time you have with that person, you can create something special? Some people, it's a kind of magic, a kind of magic. If you like Queen, there's a movie, there's a record for you.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Jiangyi, for sharing your wisdom and your experiences today with all of us.
Thank you so very much, Diana Maria. I know you're busy. I know you have so many other people you could have asked to join you today, and they would have said yes. I know a lot of ambassadors of the Wellness Weekend who would love the chance to be interviewed by you. So thank you for your time. I hope it was useful after the long introduction with the many things I did. Whatever I did, I hope that what we shared today is truthful and meaningful and strikes a chord for people to inspire them so that they give it a thought. Maybe they listen to it again, and then they don't listen to my words. They listen to their inner voice, and then they take action based on what they really want to do and achieve and manifest in their own life. Let's be our own personal lights. We may read the book of our lives with the lights of someone else, but it's better if we can be a light that pe other people want to connect to. When you're a candle and you help light other candles, it does not diminish the size of your candle, but it can help a lot of light to be shared with a lot of other people. And I think in times of uncertainty, in darkness, yesterday we spoke with the country coordinator of Wellness Weekend in Ukraine. In times of darkness, in times of war, we need light. And I will just finish with her words. She said, in Ukraine, we choose light and we choose life.
Amazing. And this brings us to the end of this energizing and deeply inspiring conversation where Zhang Yi reminded us that wellness is not a luxury. Actually, it's about leadership responsibility. That guest experience isn't about perfection, but presence. And as you said before, connection, and that global impact begins with local intention and purpose. So, if you're ready to lead with more meaning, create experiences that truly resonate and align your business with a bigger mission, as Zhang Yi did, take these insights and turn them into real-world action to your path to purpose-driven leadership. And don't forget to save the date, Zhang Yi, for the 9th World Wellness Weekend edition, 19, 20, and 21st of September 2025. Join us, all of us, to bring more wellness to this world, but that true wellness that you spoke before, right? And don't miss the chance to explore the mentoring opportunities available in our community by accessing the links below. They could make all the difference. And if you found inspiration or insights today, share this episode with a colleague and make sure you subscribe to our channels by clicking the subscribe button below. Thank you for tuning in, and until next time, remember, wellness, it's not a trend. It's a way of doing business with heart. Thank you.
Thank you, Diana Maria. Thank you so much.